It's been a strange few days on the stock market. On Friday, the Dow and S&P 500 closed at their lowest level since July after a Federal Reserve Bank governor said that a reasonable case can be made for raising interest rates, which the Fed could do as soon as a meeting later this month. And then today, a different statement and a different reaction from the markets. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. She's with us from New York, as she is each week. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So what do we make of this? One governor for the Fed comes out on Friday and says they should be raising interest rates and the market tanks. And then today, the opposite.
Well, I mean, first of all, what Eric Rosengren said, he's the Boston Fed president, is that a case can be made. He didn't say we're going to do this or it must happen. So I think there was this huge overreaction on Friday, which I think probably tells you more about the investor anxiety level about where stocks stand. And then today to hear Lael Brainard, a Fed governor, a voting member of the Open Market Committee, she's been very dovish always, meaning she's always been advocating for keeping rates lower longer to kind of repeat that mantra. But there's no real news here. This is all about when is the Fed going to raise rates again? What will it happen September? Will it happen December? We don't know. And this is just anxiety, and that's why we're bouncing around a little bit.
So at this point, we just don't know. There's no real expectation about what's going to happen this month with the Fed.
Well, if you look at the bond market is betting that in September, there will be no rate increase. You know? So the Fed meeting begins a week from tomorrow. It's a two-day meeting, and the probability of a rate increase still remains pretty remote. I think, you know, maybe it went up to maybe 30%. Now it's back down to 20%. It was as low as 12%. More of the bond market believes that there will be a rate increase at the December meeting, which would be the last meeting of the year, about a 50-50 chance of that. But still, we don't know.
And the last rate increase, this was after years of Fed rates being near zero after the financial crisis. The last one happened in December, and then the markets had the worst start to the year ever in January. Do we expect that if the rates do go up, that there's going to be another really unpleasant period in the stock market?
Well, first of all, I think that the sell-off in January and February of early this year, we had a real correction, right? 10% down from the recent high. Yes, it had something to do with the rates going up, but it also had a lot to do with oil prices plummeting, with concerns about global growth worldwide diminishing, China going into the tank, and then a rate increase on top of that. So put it all together, you get a big sell-off. I'm not so sure that we'll get as big a sell-off when the Fed finally does increase rates. Just to remind everyone, the Fed is raising rates not because inflation's ticking up, but because the economy is improving. And so if you really think big for a second, you say, wait a second, why is that bad news? The only reason that's bad news is if you've bought stocks with borrowed money because rates are really low and you're hoping that stocks keep going higher, not because you're just in this for a long-term investment return for your retirement account.
And Jill, just briefly, do you think we're in a kind of period of limbo right now where people are just waiting to see what's going to happen with the election?
I think so. And I think that that's another big unknown. And the enemy of an investor is what is not known. So here's what we do know for everyone. The economy's growing. Stock markets are sort of treading water right now.
Yep.
Take a deep breath. Don't act rashly.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks so much.
Take care.